What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to the 2017 year in review of SBR Reports.
Yay! Woo! Clap, 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 clap.
Okay, can I take this hat off now?
No.
God!
And where are your glasses?
They're so wonderfully in the packaging because they are so they are so precious that I didn't want to take them out. We don't have to, though. They can stay in the plastic because I already have glasses on, so it won't really, it won't quite have the... Okay, there. Am I a meme now? Is this meme worthy? Do I look beautiful? Do you love me now?
You look divine, darling. You can take the glasses off.
Oh, sweet Celestian Equestria, thank goodness. Oh, boy. Okay. So, we're going to do this a little differently. We're just going to take everything that we've ever talked about within this wonderful SBR Report podcast and take a deep, kind of just basically like the good, the bad, and the ugly with it. And, you know, all great stories start from the beginning. So
we're going to suit the shit.
Well, what I was going to say is we were going to start with the first episode that we ever did and then continue on from there, but of course you have your other ways of possibly doing it.
I know. That's never changing.
Never. So, personally, my favorite episode, honestly, was starting from the beginning, which was, you know, hashtag black girl magic or black girl tragic.
You know, I told him this was going to be my top pick.
Okay, to be honest, though, I already had it as my top pick because...
Okay, but I was the reason we even made that episode.
Okay, yes, I will admit, you are the one who came up with, who told me about the hashtag Black Girl Magic, but that didn't mean that I also could not have enjoyed it because it was talking about Twin Tail, my favorite character from ARMS. And yes, they have introduced other characters because they want to bring in more people because unfortunately the game isn't doing very well in popularity.
Are people even still playing ARMS?
Some of them? Yeah. Some of them are still playing, but it doesn't have nearly as much of the fan base as it had before, unfortunately.
Well, fighting game community in general is relatively picky.
Okay, give them Injustice and Mortal Kombat, and then maybe Ultimate Marvel Infinite? Maybe? I don't know.
Okay, I didn't say what they were picky about was good. I just said they were picky.
I'm just saying. But yes, honestly, that was my favorite episode because it just kind of started the trend for how kind of I title SBR reports. Because if you haven't noticed, I'm the one that come up with the titles. I'm pretty sure if Miss Duvall had her way, the titles would be arranged significantly differently.
There will be significantly more cat puns because I'm perfect. Anyway.
Yeah, so avoiding that catastrophe.
But my reason that was my favorite podcast is because I personally got to talk about something that's near and dear to me as a African-American woman. If you couldn't tell by this time. I say it a lot.
Enough
times. But,
good thing she doesn't run my Twitter.
I see everything on your Twitter.
Yes, you do.
But honestly, like I was saying, it made me happy to be able to talk about important things like that and kind of set the tone for we will be talking about the heavy stuff. We're going to be talking about the things that are important to both of us and not just tiptoe around things, because I really feel like that was important for both of us.
It was, which leads me into the next part of 2017, which, though it was a heavy topic, I still enjoyed, which was talking about the Dream Daddy drawing disaster.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I forgot, was it O-Snips? Basically, everyone was just ragging on this artist who drew fan art of the
gender bent fan art.
Thank you. Gender bent fan art of the main characters from Dream Daddy. This artist drew them as women.
Yeah, that's
and for some reason people just lost their minds. For no reason.
Honestly, it was kind of a spoiler alert, but the main reason was because one of the daddies does turn out to be trans. Was okay, I get it on one hand, but on the other hand, it was such a minor thing. Even the creators stood behind this artist because it was just kind of like...
The cat grooms, by the way.
It was just kind of like... Who's to say that person's background hasn't changed? If we're putting the daddies in a whole new world, essentially, that's what genderfin ends up doing.
Basically.
It's an alternate reality. That really doesn't mean that person now has to forever be a woman. That person could be female to male.
Could be a lot of things.
You know, honestly, was my first thought, because are male to female? Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Because the Dream Daddy's original is female to male. And then the gender bent, it would be male to female. A lot of people felt like it was erasing the female to male story because you don't see a lot of that. But it was just still kind of like, you know, we're not going to even get into this. I'm in a good mood. I'm tipsy.
Oh, boy.
You know what? We talk about Nintendo a lot. Let's just cut to that. We talked about Nintendo a lot.
Holy crap. Like, it's like, okay, but Nintendo was consistently doing things well.
They were
like,
either doing things really well, or they were doing things really bad. There was no in-between.
Okay. I'm not going to say that there wasn't any in-between, because for a long time, people were talking about how terrible it was for Breath of the Wild to have DLC, because Nintendo had never had DLC. How dare they have?
That's why I said it was like a consistent back and forth. That was their consistency. My glasses are like trying to shake, y'all. Okay. 2018 now about to crash and burn on this set.
Did you have to?
I did the pose too.
In the words of Taylor Swift, look what you made me do. Are you okay?
Anyway.
Oh my god, okay.
But anyway, continue.
But I... Honestly, the fact that Nintendo kind of stepped into the DLC game, because this isn't the first time that they had DLC. They had DLC with Hyrule Warriors, and look how much content you guys got out of that. Like, you guys got numerous playable characters.
Linkle.
Okay, that was Hyrule Warriors for the 3DS. Forgive me, I'm talking about Hyrule Warriors for the Wii U, where unfortunately you didn't get Linkle. But still... That's a whole lot of character. A whole lot.
Yeah, see, the thing is that I feel like people just hate change and they respond instantly negatively to change.
Okay, one moment. Hold on, let me see. Okay, yep. Alright, well, okay. And we're moving on. But yes, so unfortunately some people do react to change. Not in the best light. I completely agree with that one. What is with the look? What is with that look?
Nothing.
Really?
Let's continue.
Oh my goodness. Alright, anyway, after that, I would have to say that I enjoyed having a significant, important topic to talk about. And one of the things that unfortunately kind of spurred things forward was our good old friends at EA.
Okay, that was a highlight of my year, just watching him rip into EA. Y'all don't see it all the time because we don't do video recording all the time, but his face... And his hand movements. Sometimes I think, you see how small this space is. Sometimes I think I'm going to get slapped because of how extra he is. And it's amazing.
Well, when you truly take into account the electronic atrocity that is EA, and how a company that big can think with their wallet so much to think that the consumer is purely just, you know what, let's just grab some money from them. Let's just pull as much cash as we can out of them. I apologize for the fact that I don't have an exorbitant amount of income. Just be like, yeah, you know what? That one Darth Vader character that would take normally 40 hours for me to unlock. Yeah, I'm just going to throw $100 or $200 for the chance to have him completely unlocked and everything. Or something like that. And then, oh, hey, by the way, we realize that you as a consumer aren't too happy with the way that the microtransactions are happening. So we're going to remove them. For now. And we're going to put them back in at some other time. But please enjoy the game. Please. Our stocks have plummeted and we paid a whole lot of money from Disney to get this license to do this. So we really kind of need to pay that money back because voice actors are expensive. Really? You could have just made a better game.
Near Automata did better than them. As far as sales goes, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty sure that burns.
I mean, the fact that literally along my Twitter, I was seeing posts like, don't fist androids. And I'm like, wait, what? Why would you, what? And then I had to actually, you know, play the game. And I'm like, oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, don't fist androids, please. You know, oh, people don't like single player games. Well, that was a lie, you know. And then people want to have so many arguments about microtransactions. There is nothing wrong. I'm going to put it clearly. There's nothing wrong with microtransactions. You must give the consumer a good base game before you introduce microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like, you have to. There is nothing else. Because if you don't make a good foundation, what do you have to build off of? And unfortunately, that was kind of what happened, you know. And now that we're still going through just reminiscing about the old days,
this holds a special place in my heart. I will never understand you nerds who are so high up on whatever horse you got from wherever to call yourself connoisseurs.
Well, remember, they didn't call themselves connoisseurs.
No, there are people that call themselves that. That's why.
My goodness.
Because the Xbox One, MySpace Xbox One, essentially, spokesperson, whatever he was.
Yeah, whatever he was.
Pretty much solidified for me just how deep elitism can get in this community. And, you know, if it's okay to be like, yeah, I'm better, I got that little ego thing going on, but to literally make a product that no one's going to buy, because not everybody has a 4K TV.
There we go. I mean, people are going to buy it, but to say that people have the money to spend on a 4K TV
it's literally buzzwords. To be all like, oh, this is great. If you buy it, you're better than everybody else. And the people that fall for it is hook, line, sinker. I'm sorry. You got twit. Bamboozled. Got the wool pulled over your eyes. Doesn't even have his own separate games yet. Like, bruh.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Nobody cares. Oh, man.
But you know what did well?
What?
Cuphead!
Your wife is quite cringy.
My wife plays video games differently than I do, is what I will say to that.
I mean, and that's fine.
But I will say that 2017, personally, was a wonderful year for indie titles. I believe that a lot of good indie titles came out. One of them being Cuphead. I had a blast with it. And I didn't expect to have a blast because everybody was already talking about it. You had already seen the most popular people on YouTube already playing it, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, like, I'll take a look. And it was actually a whole lot of fun. And then obviously people were talking about the racial undertones of the art style. It's like, yeah, I get that. But they, I didn't see any blatant racism.
See, the thing
in Cuphead. I didn't.
It's because the art style is from a time period where you would have saw that. You would have saw the, because unfortunately,
the blackface and the huge lips and things like that.
It's not even that. It's like, I didn't see so much as race thing as see people complaining about how Jewish people are also drawn back then with mm-hmm. the big nose and the horns because they're the devil.
Okay.
So, like, you know, that art style is iffy to work around because I personally love old-timey things, but I also accept that old-timey things are kind of not good. But I didn't get that from Cuphead, personally.
I liked it. I loved it.
I feel like they tread very lightly in that regard.
And they're, okay.
And still stays true to the drawings.
Oh boy, where there's so many things that you really could point out if you really wanted to with Cuphead. Have you seen that mermaid level? Have you seen it? I'm sure you have.
Calamari?
Yeah.
That creepy, oh god.
Yeah, Rule 34 exists. Highly.
Can we go an episode when we talk about Cuphead and not bring up Rule 34? Because I've seen too much Rule 34 of Cuphead.
No.
Okay, when I see...
No.
You know what? Your mother's watching this.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Hi, Mr. Gamer's Mom.
But yes, Oh, boy. But I would say 2017 was a good year for us. It was a good year for us because of you guys. You guys seem to have liked the podcast very well.
Even though none of y'all entered the giveaway.
I guess y'all don't want money.
So I'm going to take that $20.
I mean, yeah. And if you guys don't want it, I got to give it away somewhere.
I'm going to take that $20 and give it to the first person to comment on this podcast, quite frankly.
Yep, there we go. Well, let's see. We are like almost 18 minutes in, so if you're listening this far, congratulations. You've won $20 to whatever gaming system you want, because I guess y'all don't want money, which, I mean, it's fine, because I can put...
I got you guys for the next giveaway. Cause.
There we go. But honestly, 2017 was a good year for us.
Conventions.
Oh my goodness, the conventions.
Jason was...
A learning experience. Jason was a learning experience.
I will say IndiePopCon and
Indie PopCon. I loved it. I loved it so much. I met so many people. I met people I never thought I would meet so early doing this professionally. I never thought I would meet them, and it was amazing.
And then to wrap up the year with a cute little PocketCon here in our local city was, I think, nice.
No, it really was nice, because you don't have to go out to... you don't have to go out to Indiana, California, Las Vegas, Texas, New York. There are wonderful things happening in our own hometown of Chicago.
Okay, so hands on who wants to see Mr. Gamer in Las Vegas, because I think that would be pretty freaking fun. Matter of fact, if we ever travel to Las Vegas, everybody has to buy him a shot.
Can we not? Can we not? Because I'll be working and I really rather not mix those two.
Oh, it's okay. We'll do it after hours.
Great. So I guess I can use that Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll use the Snapchat.
As you...
Supervised, obviously.
But yeah, 2017 was a good year. 2018, we have goals. We have things. I am definitely putting Ms. Duvall to work, but that is not to say that I'm not doing my own work. I have a list of things that I want to make sure that I want to do too. It's only going to happen with your help, Because, and some people say that I shouldn't be as honest as I am, but I'm not good at holding back. I want to talk with you guys more. I want to engage with you. I want to engage with you more. I really only exist with whatever audience. And that's just kind of how, that really just kind of how it is. I'm really not trying to be the, I don't want to be.
He wants your love.
There we go. Yeah.
But we're not trying to push the love.
No. I want it to be natural. Like a level up in a video game. It just happens with story progression. And then you're happy with it. You take it. You enjoy it. You move on. But then you realize where you came from as you look at your skill tree.
And we promise we won't add microtransactions to this.
I promise you won't have to pay. You won't have to pay $4.95 to get, you know, me uncensored. I will just be uncensored all the time. I am terrible with that filter. I really am. Why would I lie to you?
Only reason he's filtered right now is because Mr. Gamer's mom will call him and.
And I'd really rather not. I'd rather not.
Have Man, who wants to hear in on that phone conversation though? That'd be amazing.
No, it would.
Yes, it would.
No, it would.
Granted, I feel like she cursed me out too.
Yeah, let's not. let's all hope for the best. Let's hope for less loot boxes. Let's hope for less microtransactions.
Let's hope for better games.
We can always hope.
That's not ukulele. Oh,
I still have that stupid shirt!
Oh, man! Don't
you love it? I paid for the Kickstarter, and man. All I got was a stupid shirt. I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure there was already a numerous amount of people who had already said something like that.
But let's go into 2018. We got a lot going on. A lot's going on in the world. And let's just make it better. Okay?
Let's do that.
Let's go, SBR fam.
Alright, and with that being said, for the year of 2017, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty the Ball.
Signing off.